Spring is in the air, and at Minky Couture, we're celebrating this joyful season with warmth, love, and the softest, coziest blankets. Whether you're cuddling up after an Easter egg hunt or gifting a little extra comfort to someone special, our luxury blankets make every moment even sweeter. From our Minky family to yours, happy Easter. May your day be filled with love, laughter, and all the cozy moments you can dream of. Visit us online at minkycouture.com or stop by one of our stores to find your perfect Minky hug today.
All right, so there you go. There's a little bit of a Sunday afternoon news drop for you. Florida State moves on from three coaches, both coordinators, and Mike Norvile finally figures out a way to do something this year to make FSU fans happy. I don't think that's the only reason this happened. Obviously, the offense and defense at Florida State are complete garbage, and you have to make changes when that is the case. I think this is just the start. I expect more, but you know, you can't fire five or seven coaches before the season is over. You do need some, you know, bit of coaches to be around through the end of the year. So really big news today, obviously, Alex Atkins, Adam Fuller, and Ron Dugan's fired and relieved of duties. I can pull up the press release. I don't know how important that really is, but I can pull it up just in case people want to know what that said. Listen, I will say, first of all, I don't really take pride in people losing their jobs. It's a source of income, a much larger source of income than probably any of us, you know, behind the mic or talking make. It's also a source of pride. It certainly sucks. You know, you would rather things work out. And if Adam Fuller's defense wasn't complete dog crap, and if Florida State had an offense that could score more than 3 points a game, he probably wouldn't have this, right? We were all saying Fuller's praises last year. We all sang Alex's praises the year before that. And then Ron's a guy that I'm actually a little bit surprised didn't happen after the season, just due to him winning a national championship here. I do think more will come. I know that'll be a question. So anyway, all that said, not necessarily celebrating, people losing their jobs, not necessarily upset at guys who make millions of dollars per year, or in Ron's case, hundreds of thousands of dollars per year, who are not doing their job well, right? You get paid very, very well to do a job. And so you're not going to get a lot of tears from me, a guy who makes YouTube videos for a living, and YouTube pays pennies on the view. It's hard for me to, you're not going to see me shed any tears over something like that. So I'm not necessarily going to sit here and stomp on people's graves, but also, you know, sympathy levels are fairly low, when you're going to get paid a very hefty buyout. And we thank you for your, services and, you know, best of luck in the future. I would think that any, assistant coach would have offset language in their contract. I would think that that's pretty standard, and guys will your buyout, you may not have to pay as much if they do land on their feet and find new jobs. I will pull up the press release. I do have some thoughts, some ideas on this, I think this does make a lot of sense, and probably is coming several weeks too late, but you know, at the end of the day, it happened. And so that's where we are. As far as Randy, I know we're going to get comments and questions about that a ton. Randy Shannon's group, I'll say this, as much as he deserves to be fired and probably will be fired, you can't fire everyone. As the co-DC, he's probably going to get elevated defensive coordinator. I would make that Odell just from a PR perspective if I was Norvell, but if I was Norvell, I probably wouldn't be 1-9 at this point either. So, lagging a lot. Sorry, I don't know. I can't do too much to fix that. Hopefully that can improve here a little bit. Let me close some other windows and such. Hopefully that gets a little bit better. Hopefully the audio is at least good. The video might be trash, but you know, hey, we're not here to see me anyway. I can put a blank screen up, and I think you guys would be happy enough with how this has gone down. Hopefully the audio is good. If you guys can let me know down in the comments. Yeah, you can't fire everybody right up front. But all that said, about Randy specifically, his position is the linebacking position group the only position group on the team that has gotten better this year? Like, so it's, you know, yes, Randy deserves to be fired. He has not brought in the kind of talent that you need at Florida State to be a good program. But his position group has gotten better through the year. Now, how much worse could they really be after Georgia Tech? I get that argument, but you can't fire everyone. I do expect a lot more. A new OC, a new DC may want to bring in guys anyway. And here's what I will say to everybody that, you guys remember the Stephen Colbert gif where he's like pointing to the big thing that says, "I told you so" behind him. I wish I had that behind me. I wish I had time to build that because I've been saying that this needed to happen and it finally did. So we'll take a victory lap on that. The biggest thing to me of why you need to do this, people said, what about recruiting? You need to hold these guys until, you know, because of recruiting. What if people decommit? If people are going to decommit because the coaches get fired, you need that to happen earlier as opposed to later so that you can try and backfill that class. Now, you're probably going to backfill that class with three stars, like you just stole from UCF or wherever, right? You're not going to fill a Solomon Thomas, which, you know, there's not another Solomon Thomas out there, to be very fair. You're not going to backfill it with more or better talent, but you do need time if guys are going to decommit. You fire them the Sunday after signing day. I'm sorry, after the Florida game, and signing day is just a couple days later, so you have no time to backfill it. Now, you will have time to backfill those positions. You will have time to start to grab a couple of low three stars or maybe four stars to backfill some of the positions. So it never made sense to me why idiots online, smart idiots online, thought that it was a good idea to keep coaches for recruits. Recruits can just ask out of their NLI, which is what happened at Bama, right? Saban left, and Bama let a bunch of kids out of their NLI, and so the idea of keeping coaches for recruiting was asinine to me. The idea of keeping coaches because, oh, you know, the team, this, that, the other, none of that ever made sense to me. I never got it. I never understood it. I didn't, you know, it just wasn't something that I really, really understood.
You're fired. Get out of here.
At the end of the day, this was the right move for Mike Norvell. It is a move that he has lost this fan base, if we're very frank. Like, no one remembers 13-0, or a very few amount of us remember 13-0 with any kind of fondness, because we understand how that season ended, and we understand where we're at right now. And so, to do this, you at least have Mike Norvell kind of, I don't know, coming to grips with reality, somewhat saying, like, yeah, guess what? The fan base was right. The four idiots online that thought that you should wait on this were wrong about this. When there's gross ineptitude in any business, in any venture, you fire the issue. And Mike Norvell's not going to fire himself, and Florida State's not in a position to fire Mike Norvell, whether he deserves that or not. And so, all that considered, you have to take care of the issues that you can take care of, and Florida State did that today. If you're just tuning in, hit the subscribe button. This is probably the best thing that Florida State has done this year. And again, not trying to dance on people's graves, not trying to be a total jerk with people losing their jobs, but these coaches that are going to get paid out hundreds of thousands of dollars, in some cases millions of dollars in buyout money, you're not going to see any tears shed here. You get paid a lot of money to be very good and for there to be a standard at Florida State. And if you don't hold up to that standard, you can find a job elsewhere. A little bit of this is on Mike Norvell for extending coaches. You fired a guy with a show cause. You extended and gave a guy a raise that was about to get a show cause. And I think there will be immediate improvement on this team by this team not being around some of these coaches. I hate to say that, hate to be a jerk about that, but I think immediately you'll start to see improvement because these coaches that cannot teach their guys, you look at the development, where the development is the worst on this team. Where is it? Offensive line and wide receiver. Because of that, when I think about that, I do think this was the right move. I do think it will get better fairly quickly. I think that Florida State will improve at the wide receiver position pretty fast. I think they will improve at the offensive line position pretty fast. Now, do I expect that through the bye week? Well, you play Charleston Southern next, so you would hope so. There is a call line open. You're more than welcome to hit the button and call in. I'll put it here in the comments. I'm riding solo today. Harlan's out of the house. Of course, Mike did this while I was not live. We did have a video. We did have a video set to go tonight about how there was not a standard at Florida State, how nobody was upholding that standard. That was set to go live at 6 o'clock. Obviously, this is 30 minutes before that, and so we're not able to run that video because Mike would make me a liar if I was to run that at this point. A change made: Fuller, Atkins, and Dugans all out. I expect more to go. I expect any new OC is going to have his input on who he would like to bring in. Any new DC is probably going to have his input as well. If you want to call in, if you want to chat about this, you're certainly welcome to. Nobody is required to. I will rant for 30 minutes and then get off if nobody wants to call in. If you have something you'd like to say, you're always welcome to super chat. Because I'm riding solo, I can't go through all the comments like I normally would. And so if you have a comment that needs to be read, I don't care about the money. You can make it a dollar. YouTube takes most of it anyway. But if you have something that needs to be read, or you're just happy and you want to celebrate with a super chat, you're more than welcome to do so. Need to grab a water. I thought I was off for the rest of the day. We did our show early. This would have made for a better live podcast, I'm sure. Let's take a sip of water and I'll shut up for a minute. My teleprompter went out, and so I'm having to look down a lot tonight. So maybe I deserve this too.
You're fired. Get out of here.
Is that triggering to anybody? If so, I apologize. You'll be okay. Yeah, for recruiting, I think this is a good thing ultimately. I don't think the recruiters that you had doing the recruiting were doing that good of a job anyway. And the one that maybe had brought in some good talent wasn't developing them. So
put a smile on your face. Okay, because Florida State, if we gonna do it then, we do it big. Let's go, baby.
Certainly did it big by letting go of your OC and your DC. Still fully believe what we said earlier on the live show, that if Mike Norvell had any kind of character at all, he would take a little bit of a pay cut and help pay for some of these coaches that he extended after last year. Don't know if he has that kind of intestinal fortitude or that much character, but I certainly would say that that would be appropriate at this time. Florida State gets a little bit better today. You're either getting better or you're getting worse. You're never staying the same. And so I do think with these changes, Florida State is immediately better. I know that's maybe a harsh reality. Again, not trying to dance on people's graves, but a lot of people invest their time, effort, energy, money, mental status into this program. A lot of people's livelihood depends on this program being good. And you can look at different Tallahassee businesses to see that. And there's a standard at Florida State, and thankfully today it was upheld a little bit. This is not going to change much on the field this year. We can be pretty frank about that. I expect to beat Charleston Southern, and I expect to lose to Florida. Maybe you win these next two games and you feel even better about the direction of the program, but I don't know how much that matters. So at this point, you get a head start. You get 2 weeks now to work on Charleston Southern. I don't know how much install or game planning there should really be for that. Who cares if you lose it? Mike Norvell has essentially done what he needed to do, probably to keep his job. I don't really see them moving on from Norvell at this point. I would assume that he would need Alford's blessing. Maybe not blessing, but certainly Alford was aware of this before it happened. And, you know, at the end of the day, this is something that you had to do. You score 3 points against Notre Dame, a team that lost to Northern Illinois, and you give up 50-plus, you probably have to move on at that point. So if you're watching this, hit the subscribe button. Come join us. We certainly appreciate all of those who tuned in. I am getting some text right now. Let me just make sure that's nothing. Shannon. I'm getting text that, you know, likely Shannon is being the co-DC. Again, I would probably give that to Odell, just from an optics standpoint. I don't think it really matters at this point. So we can have two games of third and Shannon instead of third and Fuller. But yeah, if you want to call in, there is a link in the description. There's also the link that is in the comments that I posted, you know, maybe a few minutes ago. This is probably 3 or 4 games too late. It's probably further on, you know, than you would want it. I would be pretty surprised if anybody on the defensive staff was retained at this point. Maybe Papuchis. I don't think he really deserves to be retained at this point. I think his development has been pretty crap too, outside of a couple of guys that were, you know, NFL first rounders that you got out of the portal. But, you know, the development around where Pap is right now with you know, what he's brought in and what he's recruited, not very good. And again, ultimately, I think this is a good thing. You were going to get decommitments whenever you moved on from coaches. Better to have that happen now so that you can go ahead and fully move on and you can start to backfill some of that recruiting loss that you had. You also have time now to start to make other hires. You know, there is no law against making a hire in the season. Is that likely? Probably not. But it does free you up to start to have those conversations and start to backfill some of these positions. You also, if you're Mike Norvell, I think you're in a point where these guys knew they were getting fired, right? And I'm glad, you know, I will say this. I'm glad Mike did this. I was really concerned about him just firing two or three guys and that being it. We knew Randy was gone. We knew Ron was gone. Maybe he makes one other sacrificial firing and that's it. I was not fully convinced that Fuller was out. A couple of weeks ago, I was told 50-50. I was not convinced at all that he would get rid of Atkins. But he did. So a credit to Mike Norvell for getting it done. Again, do I think it's late? Probably. Do I think you should have done this earlier? Probably. Do I think you should have never extended those guys last year? Probably. But I'm not going to be too upset with Norvell because he made a late decision. I don't know how much it changes the results of this year. If you do it earlier, maybe it's slightly better. But, you know, offensive line, dog crap. Wide receivers, dog crap. Offense in general, dog crap. In defense, pretty bad as well. I guess we can fire up the coaching board questions. We can fire up the who would you hire at this position or that position. I don't know, man. I think you go I think you need to go pretty big. I think if you're Norvell, so the big thing to me is, does he get it turned around? Does he get things fixed? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. But I do think that you've got to be pretty sure. And I don't know what it would take to pull a Will Muschamp, who's got a hell of a situation right now and who I think he coaches at Georgia, and Kirby lets him go to Vandy on the weekends to see his kid. I don't necessarily know that that is going to be something you could pull, but I think that's kind of the type of move you need to make. Obviously, the sexy name at offensive coordinator is Marion out at UNLV. You know, certainly would have no problem with that if that's the decision that Mike made. Hopefully that is kind of the way he goes. Does that say Ethan down there? Sorry, I can't really read because the print's so small. I'm on my own today, but how's it going, man? Ethan, can you hear me? Ethan, I can't hear you. Oh, looks like he popped out. I'll get Ethan back if he can come back in. We'll scroll back over the comments.
Spring is in the air, and at Minky Couture, we're celebrating this joyful season with warmth, love, and the softest, coziest blankets. Whether you're cuddling up after an Easter egg hunt or gifting a little extra comfort to someone special, our luxury blankets make every moment even sweeter. From our Minky family to yours, happy Easter. May your day be filled with love, laughter, and all the cozy moments you can dream of. Visit us online at minkycouture.com or stop by one of our stores to find your perfect Minky hug today.
What do you guys have here? Next season will be better. Mike, I was missing you on today's earlier podcast. They were calling you out, Mike, for not being in here. They were saying it was a bad situation if you had given up on the show. So maybe church went long, Mike, down there where you are. But they were saying it was bad news if you weren't in here. So I'm glad you're here now, though. Yeah, I do think that next year will be better. I mean, by virtue of the fact that I don't think it could be much worse. I actually spoke with somebody earlier today that was telling me they didn't think this would happen. So, you know, I'm glad it did. Again, not necessarily happy that people lose their jobs, but I am happy that there is somewhat of a standard at Florida State, even if it's rather late than never. I had a really good, I know you guys don't care about this, but I will tell you, I had a really good ad read for a company that I really, really like in the show that was about, or in the video that was about to go live tonight. And now I can't even do that. Now that ad read is dead. So anyway, a little bit upset about that, but I guess I'll live. I'll move on and find a way to live from that. Atkins, Fuller, Dugan's out. I think that Shannon's probably going. I think that Odell's probably done. I think that Sertan leaves. Tokars, Thompson, I don't really have a strong feel there on the offensive side of the ball. A lot of my contacts are on the other side. But I think the whole defensive staff should probably go and will probably go. Maybe Papp is one you retain. He shouldn't. I will stay. I will die on that hill. You should not retain Papoujas. But they might, you know, maybe a new defensive coordinator though says, I want to bring fresh guys in and you let go of all of them. Rest in peace, to Third and Fuller. Listen, I'm a little upset that I can't tweet that anymore, but not really. Not really. Do the Third and Fullers carry over for the rest of the year? Because it's still technically, like, can we do that? Can we get a ruling on that? I see a comment about keeping Sertan. I think they would like to keep Sertan. I'll say that. I don't think Sertan wants to stay, based on some things I've heard. Now, maybe things change. Maybe they can convince him to stay. Maybe they promote him to Coach DC and he wants to stay. I don't know. That is what I've heard on Pat specifically. I would like to keep him too. I will say that. I threw a nicotine pouch in right before this and it's kind of relaxed me a little bit. I feel like I'm in a better mood than I was just a little bit ago. My Bucks blew it. I don't even really see the Bucks. Like, I don't even really claim the Bucks is mine, but I will say, like, that's a, you know, they frustrated me because I did get excited for them there at the late part of the game. And they blew it last second. So of course they did. You can delegate authority. You cannot delegate. Yeah. I mean, there's a standard, man. And 1-9 is not the standard, but Ryan, that's great. 1-9 is not the standard, but when you just don't give a crap, I think Mike probably, I have not heard this. Obviously I just jumped on live as soon as we, you know, got the news when the press release came out. Oh, I said I would read the press release. I guess I'll pull that up. I would assume that Norvell could kind of know that, like, these guys knew that they were getting fired and they were probably slacking on their jobs more so than they have been the last however many years when it comes to recruiting. And so I do think it makes sense from that perspective. All right, I'll read this real quick. Florida State football head coach Mike Norvell announced changes to his staff Sunday with the dismissals of three coaches, names the coaches, Dugans, Atkins, and Fuller. I appreciate the work these three men have provided over the 5 years with me at Florida State. They are all great men with families who have poured into our program. We have had many great moments together. I have never doubted their passion for our players in Florida State. Unfortunately, we have not upheld the Florida State standard. Mike's been reading my tweets. With our results on the field this season, I did not make any of these decisions lightly, but I felt changes needed to be made to elevate our program back to where we all desire it to be. With two games remaining in 2024 season, Randy Shannon will assume defensive coordinator duties and additional responsibilities will be absorbed by current staff members. The Seminoles have an open date this week before hosting Charleston Southern on November 23rd in Florida on November 30th. So yeah, Shannon at DC. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, that's fine. And I think after the Florida game, Shannon will probably be dismissed as well. If Mike Norvell was to elevate Shannon after the Florida game, you would see a bigger riot than you will after 2-10. So yeah, I would assume that they just kind of need a coach that's been around. I mean, Randy's been a head coach. He kind of knows how to run a program, how to lead guys. You know, certainly don't think Randy is a great recruiter, but I think he's a fine coach and probably do fine the last 2 weeks. And you know, shout out to Randy. He'll finish out his year and then probably move on to, I don't know, hopefully terrorize some other program that's not one of the big three or move back to one of the other big three schools. So, Jeremy Pruitt at defensive coordinator, I'd be fine with it. Tallahassee specializes in some things that he would really be fond of. So yeah, I would not hate the Pruitt hire. At the end of the day, anything's better than what we had. I think we really masked a lot of issues. Remember, you know, in 2014, 15, 16, like Dalvin was masking a lot of issues. I think that's what we did last year. I think that, you know, Ray Charles could have coached you know, Jared Verse and Braden Fisk and Bethune and Deloach and Green and Jones and Dent and Brown last year when he didn't suck. You know, Fabo and all these guys. Pat Payton last year when he wasn't terrible. You know, who couldn't have coached that squad, right? How good do you need to be to coach that team? And so there was a lot of things covered up by that. And so, you know, offensively too. Well, how hard is it to coach Trey Benson and Jordan Travis and Keon Coleman and all these guys? I still think Florida State's scheme stinks offensively. You know, the best thing to me about firing Atkins is it probably shows, and Mike was asked about this. You know, you guys hate the media and hate the questions that the media asks or doesn't ask. But Mike was asked pretty explicitly about would he hire an offensive coordinator because his offense sucks? And he essentially said, I think that we are going to evaluate everything. And if that's something that I feel will make us better, then I'll do it. Which I thought was a good answer for a guy who likes to call plays and a guy who likes to be in charge of the offense. I would expect that Mike Norvell will bring in a real offensive coordinator. That's no shot at Alex. Alex was elevated to keep him. I get it. But I would suspect that that's a pretty good thing for Mike to bring in a real offensive coordinator to take that off of his plate. What I've been told, and maybe we'll do a video on this at some point, what I've been told is Mike has about everything on his plate right now, which is he shouldn't be doing. The best leaders put really good people around them. The best presidents put a really good cabinet around him. The best coaches, the best CEOs put a good team around them so that they can just manage that team and not manage the ins and outs of every single thing. I don't need Mike being my CFO, my chief revenue officer. I don't need him being the chief technical officer. I don't need him being the chief security information officer. I don't need all of that. I just need him to delegate the responsibilities. And I don't think Mike's done a very good job of that. I think he is way too much in the weeds. You know, people like to blame Derek Ray for the way this roster is constructed. Mike is at the forefront of every single one of those decisions. And so it's really not fair to blame other people for Mike putting his hands into way too many things. And I understand it. You're the head coach. You're the one that wants to make sure that everything is done properly. And so I get wanting to have your hand in way too much. But I do think that that's something he does need to give up, and I think he will give up. Is that Noah down there? Am I seeing that right?
Yes, correct. That is me.
How you doing? Better today than yesterday?
Oh, yeah. I'm sitting on my couch. I'm just extremely happy about this news that we've fired all these coaches and our wide receiver coaches. But I wanted to join on here to get your take on this one specific defensive coordinator, Jonathan Patke. I think is how you pronounce it, of Duke. I was wondering what do you think of him possibly coming to Florida State? Because I'm pretty sure Duke, like, they lead the country, or at least they're like top 10 in the country in sacking the QB, getting QB pressures and tackles for a loss and stuff like that. So do you think that could be a realistic hire for Florida State?
So I wouldn't think that Florida State would struggle at all to steal somebody from Duke, right? Like, and I don't mean that as a massive shot at Duke, but like if they wanted to pull him, I think that they would be able to. Packy was on Miami's staff for a long time. Was he like six or so years there? Obviously that makes sense coming with Manny. So he was there for a while. My only question there, or my only thought, and I'm not going to pretend to know enough about him to give you a real answer. So I'll give you a political answer since we just got him in an election. My only question on him is, you're essentially hiring, are you like, how good is he versus how good, like how much of that is Manny?
Right.
Right. Like, so that's the only question. And I don't know. That's just my only question about if you make a hire like that, because Manny being a very, very defensive minded coach, obviously that can go one of two ways. Is Manny the reason that Duke's defense is as good as it is? Or is Packy learned enough to then be able to implement it elsewhere? Right? Like a couple of years ago, people might've said that about Dillingham. Well, is this Dillingham's offense, or mm-hmm. is he just a Norvell disciple? Well, it's worked out with Dillingham. But then if you look at Atkins, like, Atkins wasn't able to continue that on. So Dillingham worked out after working under Norvell, but would Atkins somewhere else? Probably not, based on what we've seen. So that'd be my only question with Packy. He's been around it a long time. He was with Miami for a long time. Miami always had a great defense under Manny Diaz. There were times that their talent lacked because they were just losing game after game after game after game. And so I think that'd be a name to maybe look at. Like, I don't, yeah, like, that's not been a name that's whispered to me. I, you know, I'm not going to pretend to know, but that'd be my only question is there is like, is he ready to be the guy, or are you attributing more of Duke's success to Manny or not? And again, that's not me asking you. That'd be the question for Norvell to try and figure out. Is that more his success or more the head coach's success?
Right. Okay. And one more question, if you don't mind me asking.
Sure.
I know we just fired our wide receivers coach. So what wide receivers coach could we go out and get? Because there's obviously not a lot of Brian Hartlines in the world that's going to bring in, like, constantly the number one receiver in the class and develop them into a first-round pick and NFL star. So what, like, wide receivers coaches are in the market that Florida State could get that knows how to recruit and develop a five-star wide receiver?
Well, again, I don't have a great answer there because, again, there's not a great Brian Hartline out there. But there are guys that have worked in this and certainly would be available. The first thing I would want to say is you've got to get your, again, political answer, because I just don't have a great answer for you. Like, I don't have a great wealth of knowledge of, like, the wide receiver coaches around the country that we think could be really good. That said, like, everything feels like an upgrade from Ron Dugan's. No offense to him, right? Like, I appreciate the national championship and stuff like that. But I think you really first have to start with the OC, and say you go get Marion from UNLV. Like, I think he's probably going to want to have some say in that, because he's maybe going to want to have somebody that he's worked with. I mean, Mike was a wide receiver. Yeah, I know he's short and white and played for, like, a nothing school, but, like, Mike was a wide receiver. And so, like, to me, that is a position that we've always recruited, you know, fairly well, even with Ron there, because I think Mike has a lot of input in it. And I think that's why you were close to getting Jeremiah. You're close. You had three blue chips committed this year and stuff like that. I don't have a great name for you. I mean, I know this is a wild one, but I was not super opposed to, like, Billy Gonzalez if Napier ended up getting fired.
Oh, okay.
Billy worked with. Now, I don't think Billy's getting fired now, and so that name is not going to happen. But, like, Billy worked with, like, Kadarius Toney. He worked with Percy Harvin back in the day. Like, guy brought in some talent and certainly has developed guys pretty well, too. You look at Eugene Wilson and the talent they have over there. Now that Billy's not getting fired, I don't really see that as a real option. But, again, I don't have I am in no way qualified to tell you, like, a list of names or people that I think would be good coaches, bad coaches, whatever. I think you start with OC and you see kind of like where that tree leads you. Mike very traditionally likes to hire out of his tree. That's why the UNLV guy has made a lot of sense and somebody that's been rumored a ton, not really rumored, but just speculated, like, oh, he'd be a good hire. But as far as a name for wide receiver, I don't have a massive one. I really liked Billy Gonzalez, not to steal all the rival coaches, but I liked Billy Gonzalez if Napier was going to get fired.
Okay. Well, thanks, man. That's pretty much all I want to ask you. I'm going to continue to watch your podcast, and you'll probably see my name a ton throughout, like, the rest of the season, because I watch you guys a lot. So thanks. Nice chatting with you, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you, buddy. Thanks for hanging out. Go Noles.
Go Noles.
See, look, everybody's in a better mood. Everybody's in an immediate better mood. So, I don't And to me, like, the name matters, right? Like, you certainly want somebody who's going to come in and do a great job. And when we make a wide receiver coach, we're going to bring him in and we're going to hype it up. And we're going to make a video about how great it is and this, that, and the other. However, it's really about It's really about effort recruiting. And then, I don't know. What struggles to me, like, I don't understand how Ron couldn't teach. Like, I don't know if it's just a lack of connection, a lack of relationship, a lack of what, but it is crazy to me that a guy who won a national championship for you played with P-Dub and played with all those guys, and Ron was really good. Like, you know, nobody's Peter Work, but it's crazy to me that he could not instruct guys on, like, the simplest of things. Florida State leading the country in drop rate, though. You know, the only reason they don't lead the country in actual drops is because we don't throw the ball enough, right? Like, we don't actually get the ball out. But leading the country in drop rates is insane. I do think the wide receiver position is really important to Mike Norvell just because that's his background. And so I do think that's a position that he takes a lot of pride in and, hopefully makes a good hire there, right? So we'll see. I don't, you know, this is kind of unprecedented for Florida State to have this kind of change. Listen, we've been very critical of Mike, but started this off kind of giving him some credit, giving him some praise. I mean, I didn't think he was going to do this. Certainly didn't think he was going to do it today. Like I said, had a video ready to go on why the hell he's not making the changes. And unfortunately, that video will never see the light of day. It was scheduled to come out in about 4 minutes. And so obviously that will not be happening. We could just put it out for the heck of it on Patreon if people wanted to see it. If you want to see us rant about it, yeah, go sign up for Patreon and I'll put that video over there. Patreon.com/DFNS. All right, let me add, I think it's Jamie here to the show, and then I'm going to go eat some dinner because I was planning on eating dinner at like 5, and then this happened, and obviously I'm not now. Jamie!
Hey, how you doing? I'm just calling. So we're basically, what was all the coaches that actually got fired or changed?
Yeah, so Adam Fuller, defensive coordinator, Alex Atkins, offensive coordinator, and Ron Dugans, wide receivers coach. I do expect more, but I think in season it would be pretty crazy to fire like 7 guys because you do actually have to have somebody like left over to actually coach on the sidelines and get people in the right position and try and get the right number of guys on the field and all those things. So, yeah, those are the only 3 so far. I expect several more after the UF game.
All righty, man. I appreciate it. Go Noles.
Go Noles. Maybe I should have put that down on the bottom so that people would know. But again, I just kind of like threw this up as fast as I could just to get on and chat with people. Yeah, ultimately a good day. Ultimately, you know, sucks that people got fired. Certainly not dancing on people's graves, but you know, we continued to, and Mike said it in his statement, right? We continued to say that there was a standard at Florida State. That standard wasn't being met. You could argue that Mike Norvell's not meeting that standard either, but Florida State's in kind of a tough spot with that contract. And so if nothing else, you know, this probably puts to bed the question. And I don't really know that this was a question. I don't really know that this was a thing that people really thought would happen. But this puts to question the question of whether or not Norvell will be back next year. I think it's pretty obvious that he will be back at this point next year. So we can probably stop answering that. Now, you may think Norvell needs to be fired. I know several of you think he does. I think Mike Norvell still deserves to be fired. His contract just won't allow that. I think if his contract was not the way that it is, he would be fired. And so, you know, we can have our opinions on that. We can agree. We can disagree. Excuse me. But this probably puts to bed that question. So, hey, we are planning on doing a call-in show on Wednesday night. Maybe we'll even move that up to tomorrow or something so that people can get on and we can chat about it. Interested to see if Mike Norvell does a press conference tomorrow. Usually he does on Mondays, but with a bye week, he might not. I can't remember what he did last bye week. And so maybe there will be no press conference. Maybe that's why this change was made, so that he could do it without having to face a bunch of questions. But yeah, big news today. Florida State fires Alex Atkins, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator Adam Fuller, and wide receivers coach Ron Dugans. And again, I do expect more. I expect at least 2 or 3 more changes, if not more than that even. If a new OC or new DC comes in and one of their stipulations is I want to make my own hires, I think Mike at that point has to move on from absolutely everyone that he may have on his staff. I think firing Fuller is a big deal. You know, I don't think there's anybody else on this staff that is irreplaceable at this point. Fuller's been with him for a long time. And so I don't think that you'd say like, oh, well, this guy's safe or that guy's safe because of relationships. If he was willing to do this, I think he'll be willing to get rid of anybody. And I think there are several coaches more that need to go. I am going to go get some dinner. If you're at all happy about this, do me a favor and hit the subscribe button. That certainly helps us. That certainly helps the channel. Better days ahead as Florida State fans. We got better today. If you're not getting that 1% better like Mike likes to say, then you're getting worse. And so if you would do me the favor of hitting the subscribe button, we certainly would appreciate that. Otherwise, we'll talk to you guys soon. We've got more content coming this week. We certainly will do a call-in show at some point. I'm planning on Wednesday. Maybe we'll back that up. We do a Tuesday morning call-in show. I know that's tougher sometimes for people that have work, but just neglect your work for a little while on Tuesday morning and come hang out with us at 9 a.m. So we will talk to you guys soon. Again, a good day for Florida State as they get a little bit better on the coaching staff. I believe that having less coaches on the staff is better than what it was previously. No more 3rd and 4s for you guys to complain about or for me to tweet about, but you know, we'll make it through without them. So appreciate you guys as always for tuning in. We'll talk to you guys soon. Go Noles.